Jake took an edible. And now he thinks he's being followed. By his ride. He'll figure it out eventually. Or not.
All right, that's just some of the sounds from one of the videos in a national campaign which carries a very simple message. If you do edibles, do anything but drive your vehicle. The Canadian Automobile Association is behind both the campaign and new research that shows the need for more public education to make sure everyone understands the risks of driving while high. Julia Kent is Director of Public and Government Affairs with CAA Atlantic, and she joins us live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much, Ms. Kent, for joining us. So what does your research tell you about driving while high?
Well, the big news today is that one-fifth of young Canadians, so 20% of young Canadians that are aged about 18 to 24, they say they've driven high or been in a vehicle with a high driver. And why that's really concerning is that's quite a bit higher than the rest of the general public. And we've also funded research with McGill University last year that shows a third of young Canadians believe it's safe to drive within 5 hours of consuming cannabis edibles. So that's super concerning because we know that's risky behavior because other research shows the effects of edibles last longer. And some studies indicate they stay in your system for up to 12 hours. So we really want to get the message out that there's no judgment here. We're not endorsing cannabis. We just know that some people are going to partake because it is legal now. And we just want everyone to remember, if you're going to do it, just don't get behind the wheel.
Is it surprising that basically the equivalent of 500,000 Canadians say yes, they have driven while high or driven with a high driver?
Well, Gen Z in particular is a very socially conscious generation. They understand the dangers of driving drunk, just the same way maybe you and I understand the dangers of driving without a seatbelt. It's socially unacceptable to do those things. And that is a process with changing behavior and road safety that we've seen over centuries and decades. First, you need laws, then you need enforcement of those laws, and then you need the behavior to become socially unacceptable. And that happens when people are truly educated and socially conscious and understand the danger associated with that behavior. So we need that generation really to be the leader on this issue and set an example for the other generations that edibles can pose an even bigger problem than many other behaviors when you get behind the wheel.
And like when you take edibles, are the risks sort of different than if you were inhaling marijuana?
Absolutely. So the trouble with edibles is that they can take longer to have an effect. It depends on a variety of factors how much effect edibles have. And also, there's research that shows that they can stay in your system even longer. There's a lot of variables when it comes to edibles, and that's one of the reasons that they make them so risky when it comes to getting behind the wheel. And so that's why we're sending the message very clear, do anything but drive.
So Julia Kent, as Director of Public and Government Affairs with CAA Atlantic, what are the dangers of driving while high?
Well, our research studied a bunch of people using cannabis and out of McGill, as I mentioned. And what it showed is primarily reaction time was very, very affected up to 5 hours later. And anecdotally, I can say that, I've heard people my whole life who believe they are, just as good, if not a better driver when under the influence of cannabis. But our research has shown that that's categorically untrue. Almost everybody was affected in particularly in reaction time. And we know how important reaction time is to road safety. So we really just want to keep Canadians as safe as humanly possible. And it starts with this becoming socially unacceptable and understanding that consuming cannabis, whether you inhale or do an edible or vape, is just as dangerous as drinking and then getting behind the wheel.
But, what is CAA hoping to accomplish with the campaign, Do Anything But Drive?
we're hoping to get the message out. And as I mentioned, we would really like this Gen Z, these younger Canadians, to be the leaders, to be the next generation that moves forward with this being, socially unacceptable. And, we run regular polling, regular public education campaigns, and this is a big priority for us because while it's not a new issue, it has certainly come to the forefront with cannabis legalization in Canada. Public education and just keeping people safe. If we saw a decline in the number of collisions and fatalities associated with impaired driving, we would see that as a huge win for CAA, but mainly for Canadians.
And Ms. Kent, what role does enforcement play in all of this?
It's a piece of the puzzle. So, as I said, it's a three-prong approach whenever we want to change behavior with road safety. We need the laws, which we now have coast to coast, and we need enforcement. So we have police and law enforcement properly trained now to be able to identify and drivers impaired by cannabis and be able to run tests to prove that. So those pieces are in place. And we're going to hear about a lot more people being charged with cannabis impaired driving on the roads as the law enforcement become more comfortable and start implementing those laws. And the last piece is this public education piece and, turning the behavior into something that is just not done. So that's that piece that we're really focusing on right now. And, we work with government to ensure law enforcement is prepared to deal with these sorts of things. And part of the funding for this video campaign came from Health Canada. So, we're working with government to try and make this happen. And I'm so glad you played the audio from that one video. There are four in total. And if you want to see another one of them, it's live on our Facebook page. Just search CAA Atlantic on Facebook and you can see it. They are so fun. They're so lighthearted. And we really hope they're going to speak without a finger wagging way to this Gen Z. And hopefully they can have an impact on the rest of us.
Yeah, I know a few people who are in that demographic and they definitely don't respond to finger wagging, do they?
Exactly. Yeah, scare tactics just don't work with them. So we wanted to kind of get down on their level and just be really realistic and have safety as our primary goal. They're really, really fun, and we're hoping that Canadians love them as well.
Julia Kent, thank you so much for checking in with the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you for having me.